On today's episode, we meet Tracy Bianco, who is an executive and leadership coach. Welcome to Beautifully Bloomed, the podcast where we explore how to break you out of the box of rules and beliefs that are holding you back from the life you're meant to live. I'm your host, Rebecca Turville. Join me as I share mindset tools, coaching conversations, and human design to help you uncover your unique gifts and create the life, relationships, and business you desire. I'm so excited to introduce you today to Tracy Bianco, who is a fellow mastermind sister and a fellow coach. She is the founder of TracyBianco.com, where she provides leadership development and coaching for those with a desire to be the leader that others want to follow. She has more than 30 years of experience in training, coaching, developing, and leading strong teams. Tracy earned her bachelor's and master's degrees in education, and she's a certified executive coach and the author of A Checklist Life, Breaking Free from a Life of Obligations. Welcome, Tracy. I am so happy to have you here in the launch of my new podcast.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm excited to be one of your first guests. Thanks, Rebecca.
Yes. And I just wanted to tell people how we met at first. We were in a retreat together about a year ago. Yes. And it's amazing that I think of all the things we've been through in the past year because we were in a mastermind together mm-hmm. with our coach. And we, both of us have, I think, made huge changes. Well, 2020, yeah. right? 2020. Yeah. Good thing we had the retreat at the beginning of this. You know, I mean, I'm like, what would we have done without coaching and masterminds and stuff without that in 2020? Wow.
Yeah.
What an interesting world it is. So today I just have a couple questions that I want us to cover in this first short segment. So I'm curious if you can let us know, because I know you made the shift from an employee to an entrepreneur. So if you can tell us briefly, what was that like for you? Why did you make that shift?
Sure. I made the shift because I knew that I wasn't doing what I was put on this earth to do. So I didn't drive to work every day and think, I'm not doing what I was put on this earth to do. Instead, I was driving to work every day thinking, I don't want to go. I know what's going to happen today. Everything's going to fall apart and whatever. I was doing all of the complaining. I was in victim mode a lot. And I just knew that there was something better out there, something that would suit me better, and decided to make the leap and start my own business and create my own fun every single day.
Isn't that fun? Fun is one of my top values. So I love the word fun.
I know.
It's all fun. And yes. So now that you're an entrepreneur and a coach, tell us, how do you help people in the world? What is your special gift? What's the secret sauce? What are you doing with your clients?
Yeah. So I work with clients in many different leadership capacities. And leadership for me is less about managing people and keeping track of, is this person here on time? Is this person doing this? I understand there's a time and a place for accountability, but for me, leadership is how we show up every day, whether we're in a named leadership position or not, how we show up, how we affect the people around us, how we can guide them, how we can support them, how we can get other people following our lead, because we're doing things in such a way that people think, I want to be just like that. So I go into organizations, corporations, nonprofits, and I help with people development. I provide soft skills training sessions, individual employee coaching sessions, and then I also coach individual leaders who hire me on their own outside of their company hiring me, and I help them in various leadership aspects for themselves, both professionally as well as personally. So on the personal front, it could be leading in your marriage, leading in your role as a parent, leading in your volunteer opportunities, many different ways that we have the opportunity to lead every day. And it's really stepping into that leadership and knowing this is exactly what I'm meant to do.
Yeah, it sounds like you help people shine, right? Yeah, shine is who you're supposed to be.
Right? It. I love that. Yeah.
Be visible, people. I love that. So I'm just curious, like, what is a tip or two that you can share with our audience about how you've leaned into living a fully bloomed life? I talk about how aligning with who we're truly here to be, like blooming into this amazing life, right? Where we're usually resisting. Mm-hmm. So what are one or two tips you can share about how you've bloomed into this life?
Yeah. One of the things that I work on with my clients, and I work on it with them because it's worked for me so well. A few years ago, I tapped into what are the emotions that I really want to feel every single day, maybe not all three at the same time, but I want all three of them in every day. So you mentioned one of your values is fun. Yeah. For me, those emotions that I want to tap into every day are freedom, peace, and joy. Mm-hmm. And when I think about the person that I was in my last work role, there were times that I felt freedom, peace, and joy, but as time went on and I wasn't enjoying what I was doing quite so much, I would say none of those emotions were present for me. Now what I feel is that when I'm having a day where maybe something doesn't go the way that I wanted it to go, maybe a potential client reaches out and says, hey, I've decided to work with someone else, whatever it might be, it's not to say that when I get that kind of news, I think, wow, I feel such joy that that person is choosing to work with someone else. But it's that idea of how can I bring more freedom, peace, and joy into my life? And the more of it that's there, the more I feel that sense of being fully bloomed. The more I feel this is exactly where I'm meant to be. So while my go-to emotions are freedom, peace, and joy, my clients don't all choose those three. None of them have chosen those same three. Some of them have chosen one of the three, but it's that idea of what do you want to feel more often than not? And how can you build your life around that so that the emotions are coming up every day? That's fantastic. The tip that I would share.
Yeah. Yes. Fantastic. So I love that you shared that tip with us because I think it's a great one. I use some of that work with myself too, you know, trying to feel into fun. What does fun feel like?
Right? There you go.
What is a fun business like?
That's it.
And so thank you, Tracy, so much for joining us. And listen to the rest of this episode on when it comes out. Please come back and or subscribe to the podcast so you can hear the full episode and the full interview with Tracy as we learn about what she has bloomed into her life and how she's running her business in alignment with who she's here to be. So thank you so much, Tracy. I really enjoyed having you today. And bye.
Same here. Thanks, Rebecca. Bye-bye. Okay.
Ooh, you won't want to miss next time where we talk with author and certified sex therapist, Tara Galliano. If you enjoy listening to this podcast, please go subscribe so that you get notified of all the future goodies that are coming along. While you're there, please leave me a review and let me know what you think. So excited to share this with you and can't wait to talk to you next time. Bye.